The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. September wheat opened at 460, down 2 on the open. December, 474 and a half, down 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 375 and a half, unchanged on the open. December, 397 and a half, up 1 and a half. March, 415, up a half. July, 432, up 2 and a half on the open. September corn opened at 226, down 1 and a half on the open. December, 242 and a half, down 1 and 3 quarters. March, 257, down 1 and a half. May, 267, down 1 and a quarter. July, 275 and a half, down 2. Red line December, 294, down 1 and a quarter. Red line March, 303 and a half, down 1 and a half on the open. September oats open at 178 and a quarter, up 1 and 3 quarters on the open. December, 184 and a quarter, down a half. September soybeans opened at 549 and a half, down 2 on the open. November, 563, down 2. January, 576, down 2. March, 587, unchanged on the open. September soybean meal opened at 162, up 20 on the open. October, 162, down 60. September soybean oil opened at 25.12, up 14 on the open. October, 25.30, up 14. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 116.25, unchanged on the open. September, 116.22 and a half, unchanged. October, 117.10, down 7 and a half on the open. August live cattle opened at 88.25, up 12 and a half on the open. October, 92.45, up 12 and a half. December, 91.42 and a half, unchanged. October lean hogs opened at 66.25, down 17 and a half on the open. December, 62.50, down 10. February, 61.85, down 22 and a half. April, 61.95, down 17 and a half on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzalo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
We start with a question from a listener who emailed in this morning. He says that ProFarmer in general has come out with yields equal to or less than last year's corn crop. And if ProFarmer is right on their numbers, and we'll have those finals at 1:30 this afternoon, then he thinks the yield would be at best equal to last year's yield of 147.9 bushels to the acre, a production figure of 10.6 billion bushels. And he says, if that's all correct, what does it equate for December corn in terms of price?
That it will have to go down to where September goes off the board. And that's the big rub that we have going on right now, because we do have the basis in the Gulf starting to affect the interior, and it's getting into and filtering into Decatur, Champaign, Lafayette, even as far over as our partner in the Kokomo, Logansport area. So we are getting the better demand. I mean, when you put up a 68 million bushel export sale number and 06, 07 commitments are up 19% already for the year, Dave, then you're going to attract some attention. So the demand is coming in. The trade's recognizing that. The pipeline's tight because of the break in prices and the wide basis have not attracted any cash corn. So you're starting to see that choo-choo start to leave the station. The train's starting to roll on the demand side, but by the same token, you've got an issue with the new crop, and that's where that September and December futures and that spread there is probably the number one issue that we have to go in for the next 30 days to be watching. But as far as the Pro Farmer Tour, when we saw and when our clients saw the Indiana number of 136.7, which is almost identical to last year, the phone lines just lit up here, And we've got one guy in particular in Petersburg who has spent the last day and a half looking at fields all over the place in his area, and he's up there with last year's yields as well in his area, and probably even better than last year. So we would have to say, for Indiana anyway, it seemed like the Pro Farmer Tour grabbed a hold of the crop that was maybe east of Lafayette, east of Lebanon, closer towards the Fort Wayne and closer towards the Muncie area and closer towards Ohio, maybe didn't do much west of Lafayette as far as we could see.
Well, historically, Pro Farmer has been a little bit lower than USDA.
That's exactly right. You know, last year the USDA came out at 154 and the Pro Farmer was at 136.5. So that email that person wrote in is absolutely right. But when it comes right down to it, you hit it on the nose. 130 this afternoon, we're going to get the overall numbers. And by today's close and maybe Sunday's, you know, trade, Sunday night's trade, we'll have the Pro Farmer Tour factored in and they'll go on to the next move.
Let's go ahead and look at soybeans. September now at 550, down 1.5. The Noves, 563.75, down 1.25. There's a rule that you generally follow when you do marketing strategy, and that is, don't buy options going into the harvest.
Yeah,
but
that's rule
number
two.
You might want to break that rule today.
We are breaking that rule today, Dave. We've got rule number one is buy low volatility when buying options, and we're gonna meet that rule. But rule number two of never buying options going into harvest, we're gonna go ahead and break that rule, because guess what? We've lost our LDP, and for people that have especially sold cash beans and forward contracted beans, we feel like coming in and getting a November $6 call bought here. Especially with the gap up there in the November chart around 5.95, that the risk reward is definitely there to break rule number two in options and never buying going into harvest, because we have a meal bottom intact right now at this stage. The September meal and the October meal are running 1-to-1 with each other. There's no carrying charge there at all. And you know, you throw on top of that, the Chicago mindset is getting more friendly and more friendly and more friendly. That 5-year trend line we've been talking about is going to hold. So at the end of the day, we're doing it for LDP. If we're wrong, we feel like that the LDP is going to be right back upon us, and we'll have violated that trend line and maybe be looking at a 30-40 cent LDP, because that's the downside in the technical chart if we do violate the trend line. So when you throw everything together, it says go ahead and break rule number two and for a risk-reward as far as hedgers that have already forward contracted beans.
And a fundamental of this is the harvest down in Mississippi, which hasn't been all that grand thus far.
No, that's exactly right. You're looking at 10 to 14 bushel range in areas from Benton to Chickasaw. The county agents down there are being quoted as the worst drought in a long time. You've got 39% of the crop of beans very poor and poor, and you've got the harvest in Mississippi at 40% versus 7% last year. So you've got that fundamental. You've also got, when you look at our model and when we run the prices, take a 560 no bean price and take 40 cents off that for basis, and you look at a 520 cash price and back that into our model, it's saying the trade's already at a 600 million bushel carryover going into the September report. So that was the biggest thing that made us not want to buy calls here, was, well, the September report's got to be bigger. But now we see that there's probably already 2 bushels additional factored in to the September report by where we're trading right now.
Meanwhile, we continue to keep a sharp eye out in both Kansas City and Chicago Board of Trade wheat for bottoming actions. Are the charts indicating either is beginning that way?
They want to say that. We're back up above the 200-day moving average. We're a good 25 cents off the lows. And these futures right now in Chicago are running right underneath and coming up against that 50-day moving average, just under 410. So that's definitely within earshot, but although we're very impressed today with wheat, Dave, we're a little bit nervous about it because we feel like that the Stats Canada number was a little bit high. We felt like the exports really lacked the numbers to suggest that demand was picking up on lower prices. And it's almost the exact opposite of corn, is that the prices go lower and people like Egypt canceled a tender yesterday. We're just a little bit nervous that the Dease wheat being where it's at and the SEP wheat being where it's at, we're going to see profit taking maybe even after lunch here. So we're going to watch for that. And I think the other thing we've been really hanging a lot into our analysis has been the dryness in the Southern Plains. The models right now show pretty good rain potential for the Southern Plains the next 3 to 4 days. So we're hoping it keeps going higher. We need the wheat to lead us higher, and we like what it's done so far. We just wouldn't buy it here, I guess, is what we'd say.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you, Dave. Have a nice day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. September wheat, 465.5, up 3.5 at the Board of Trade. September wheat, 383.5, up 8. December, 403.5, up 7.75. September corn, 227, now 226.75, down 3/4. December, 243.5, now 243.75, down 1/2. March, 258, down 1/2. Red line, December, 294.5, down 3/4. September soybeans, 550.25, down 1.25. November, 564, down 1. January, 576.5, down 1.5. Noves, 625, down 1/2. September soybean meal, 160.140, down 40. September soybean oil, 25.09, up 11. At the Merck, August feeders, 88.40, up 27.5. October live cattle, 92.22.5, down 10. October lean hog, 65.30, down 112.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILOAg.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.